And welcome to Community Kitchen. Still got that little bit of chill in the air. I definitely think we're into winter, which of course means that we have to start thinking about warm foods, nice foods, things for lunch too, because salads just don't cut the mustard when it starts to get a little bit cool. We talked about soups and stocks last week and what we can do with that. And I think having those, the basic stock allows you to play a little bit and get some flavours in there. I love dumplings. I just love dumplings in a chicken stock. And I think that adding those things like lime leaves, chilli, grated ginger, lemongrass, absolutely beautiful. But even with your dumplings, you don't have to use the dumpling wrappers or make your dumpling wrappers. I just buy mine. And I bought myself for Christmas a little dumpling press. Just do yourself a favour and get one. It is so convenient. And you just lay the little wrapper in the dumpling press, have the mixture ready. Whether you're using chicken mince or chopped up mushrooms or pork mince, beef mince, prawns. I used mine the first time by using a prawn, green prawn meat, and I think it just had lots and lots of, the recipe showed lots and lots of grated ginger, a little bit of Chinese cooking mine, just beautiful, and left that overnight so it really permeated into the prawns. And just a really good teaspoon in that, you're just wetting the outside of the actual dumper, close it, stamp it. It's just such an easy little plastic gadget, and I'm not a gadget person, but honestly, it's something that I will use all this winter because I know that I can get lots of stock in there and yummy stuff into my stock. But if you don't use the dumpling wrappers and you don't need a press, you can easily press them together yourself. Even using that mince, but I think we've talked about it before, just use the egg white to actually combine it. A little bit of cornstarch, and you can start to add your flavours in there. Doesn't matter whether it's a bit wet because it's nice. Combinations are really, really good. But having just a few things, even with just grated ginger, some shallots chopped up, it really will change the flavours. And I think doing little things like changing the broths around, and if you want to do your basic stock we talked about last week where you're just making a very basic stock, then you can actually start to play with those flavours in making different types of stock. But start off with your basic and add two. It's like all of those things. I find always go back to your basic recipe and add to it. Now, another thing which is fantastic to use to boost those stocks and to make your soup are pasta. It is pastas, and there's so many. I mean, the good old macaroni, they've got risoni, which I just love. I think risoni is really beautiful. And I watched this great article the other day where this chef sauteed the carrots, the celery, the garlic, some ginger and onions, and just made that so everything was sweated down, and then pureed that and put that puree into the stock, and put the shredded chicken and a little bit of grated lemon, and absolutely beautiful. So that's a really nice way to get that fullness, because sometimes if you don't have, say, for example, if you're doing the a chicken stock and you're going to put some dumplings in there, I also put a lot of Asian greens so that it's quite a gutsy soup, for want of a better word. Sweet corn's so nice in there. But all of your stalks from your bok choys and Asian broccoli, they really sit well in the chicken stock. Beans are also another thing. And having an assortment of beans soaking, I've just got to get in that practice when it comes to winter to soak, because I must say in the summertime if I'm making a salad or something, I just resort to the actual tin beans because they're such a fantastic, easy thing to do. But for the winter, there's so many different beans. And if you're making a minestrone, have a variety of beans, and we'll talk about the hocks and goodies like that in a moment. in the show, but and where we can add the beans there. But I think that these things really do add to it and make for a fuller type of soup. The same with your vegetables. And I know that we have spoken previously about roasting, for example, your pumpkin. Well, also you can do that and make a fantastic capsicum, tomato, beans and add it like that. So it's sort of a more like Spanish type of flavours, but it will add and adds that little bit of volume and makes that a more comfort soup. When we come back, we're just going to continue along that thought of just some good soups and playing with the different stocks. And I've got a couple of really good beef dishes that we're going to talk about today because I put a slow cooker on and when you get home from work, the absolute aroma is fantastic. And they're the sort of dishes that we start to look for this time of year. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Once again, we're talking about comfort food, but boosting your soups, getting those nice little bit extras just to extend it, take it in the lunchbox once again. Talking about the different pastas, don't forget beautiful noodles. I love those little, so many varieties of noodles, and you can get them in the smaller little bags that you can actually take to work, heat your stock up or heat the soup up and put the noodles in at the same time. Delicious for children. They really do add a lovely flavour and they're nice and slurpy and they seem to pull all the flavours into them. So remembering those when we talk about the, you know, dumplings up in that area. In your with your pasta, of course, you can just use fettuccine to put into your pasta, making it a little bit fuller, and of course beans. Now, I always think of a ham hock, and I think it's a really good way. Of course, we do our ham hock and green split beans, and they or peas, they are beautiful. Someone was saying that they usually find that their green peas are still a little bit crunchy. I find that if I'm making a ham hock soup, I soak mine overnight just in a bit of cold water and I rinse them to get all the, you know, little bits and pieces and you'll find there's a little bit of white foamy stuff on the top. Clean the beans, clean them out well. But also start that base. Start your base if you're doing a really good ham hock soup where you've got your, once again, your carrot, your celery, your onions. If you want to put garlic in there, you can. But getting a good ham hock is wonderful. Buy a decent size because that way once you've shredded all the meat, it's a good substantial meal. Lentils are the same. They really add to like a roast pumpkin and lentil soup. Absolutely delicious. But I love to have that cooking all day pretty much with the ham hock soup because the peas break down, the meat falls apart and it's so gelatinous and it's just absolutely delicious. So it's worthwhile taking the time with that. Now, going back to our beans, when you're making something like a really, really good minestrone, how delicious to top that with something like a pesto on top. You can put it into the oven if you want, and even if you want to do a nice little crumble top or thin slices of Italian bread with some parmesan, a little bit of pesto just to give that extra. Different sausages, you can buy some really good Italian sausages. You might have a little bit of leftover salami or pepperoni from pizza making or whatever, all those chopped up are just going to enhance that and add flavour. And as we talk about, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Getting that flavour in there. Now, with your roast veggies, I love the toppers where you actually have, say, a yogurt, for example, or a cream, a grated cheese. And as I mentioned before, you can do something as simple as nice slices of French bread or sourdough rounded, cut in rounds and put on the top of the dish with grated cheese. And don't forget the beautiful old classic French onion soup where basically you're using a beef stock, lots of onions to give that flavour and they get sweet and they caramelise and they do give an absolute beautiful, beautiful flavour. But it takes time and that's why reverting back to our stocks, important if you've got those in the freezer It's one step ahead. And even with our casseroles that we're going to talk about very shortly, our beef dishes today, they actually will be enhanced too if you use your stock. If you don't, when I was doing my slow cooker, I didn't have any beef stock. So after I'd fried off all my meat and my onions and celery and carrot, I put water into that pan and really stirred that around. I put a little bit of Holbrook sauce because I think it's fantastic. It always adds a good flavour. You can put a little bit of tomato paste and cook it down and your salt and pepper in there and actually make a quick type of stock that you can use for your base for your cooking. So there's always different ways to get around it. And when we come back, we'll talk about some very easy beef dishes. Start to look out for those chuck steak or ossobuckers or any sort of stewing steak, which is really good. I stay away from my stir fries if I'm going to be doing a stew because I don't think they actually break down as well as those chucks and cheaper type of cuts or even beef ribs, a fantastic short beef ribs. They really do a nice Asian type of dish. So, of course, we're talking food, and this is Annette on Community Kitchen 101.5. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We've been chatting about stocks, warm foods, winter foods, and I'm going to share today just a couple of really good, easy beef dishes. I think they're very, very tasty and delicious. Now, if you've ever been to a ball out west or a community dinner or something, they used to have this fantastic beef and plum jam casserole. And I think originally it was sort of to create maybe something, one of those CWA type of recipes that gave you a little bit of an Asian feel. And it was quite sophisticated because, you know, we didn't have a lot of those sophisticated foods. But using about 1.5 kilos of chuck steak, cut into cubes. And just a point there, remember if you're going to be cooking in the slow cooker all day, go a bit bigger in size. Normally it's about, you know, 1.5 inch cut, maybe 1 inch or something like that. A bit bigger because it's good. I always toss a bit of flour, toss mine in flour, and then I toss the meat in the flour, then I brown it in in the pan, add your onions, about 3 onions, a little bit of lemon juice and lemon rind, and then some really good dark plum jam. This apparently does, it gives it that little bit of a sweet. Bit of chili powder, about 3/4 cup of chili powder, some garlic, and 1.5 cups of beef stock. So basically what you're doing is just putting this all together, and the trick here too is to put some blanched almonds and chop them. Now you can leave them a little bit towards the end and just put those really thin or wafer thin almonds because they're beautiful. And what this does is gives you that, you know, a little bit of a crunch. It's nice, it's flavoursome, economical and easy, and it works. It's just something that I've had many, many, many times as a child. Now, ossobuckers once again, meaning that they're the actual beef shank, and you get those about 4 centimetres thick. And once again, coat them in your flour, cook them off in some olive oil, some garlic, and sometimes it's nice if you actually do the garlic and butter together because it just seems to give that flour something a little bit, makes it a bit crumbly too. And then you're just going to pour the wine on top of that, a good cup of white wine, 1/2 cup of stock, a couple of bay leaves. If you want to, you can put a cinnamon quill or about 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. The lovely thing about cinnamon, it has this nice warming flavour to it. I love that about Chinese duck. It has that beautiful cinnamon. And then on top of this, when you've finished cooking, you can do a gremolata. Now, you can use this in your soups also. And a gremolata is usually about 1/4 cup of parsley, really finely chopped, a clove of garlic finely chopped, a couple of tablespoons of lemon rind grated. And that's a really nice sprinkle and it sits well on a lot of things. So don't be afraid to make a little bit extra with that. I love, if you do your mashed veggies or a really good rice or a pasta goes really well. Now, one dish that I really do enjoy to make is a Chinese braised beef. Takes a little bit, a few more ingredients, but absolutely beautiful, really easy to do. Once again, about a kilo of beef shin, and then cut into cubes. And I use about a teaspoon of Chinese five spice and some flour. Mix that together, and I toss the meat in the Chinese five spice, cook it off in the olive oil with some onions, some garlic, about 4 centimetres piece of fresh ginger, chop it, grate it however you like, some spring onions, a red chilli, tablespoon of brown sugar, about 1/4 cup of cooking wine, Chinese cooking wine, a cinnamon stick, 3 star anise, 1/4 cup of soy sauce, dark is better, and 4 cups of beef stock. Now, this is really lovely because it has that fantastic aroma with the star anise and the cinnamon and the soy sauce, and of course the ginger and chili just add to it. It goes really well with steamed rice or rice noodles and just some steamed greens. Absolutely delicious. And one thing that I've found is it sits well. It's a wet dish, so it sits well with doing a dumpling. And of course you can use the old easy dumplings that your mother used to make, or you can actually use the coconut milk dumplings, which are absolutely delicious. And they're very, very easy to make because you're just going to mix a can of the coconut a milk with some self-raising flour, making sure that you – with a can of the flour, and just make sure it's not too wet, and just shape that into little tiny dumplings. Cook for about 7 minutes. Don't lift the lid because you don't want them to actually be exposed. You want them to actually sink into that meat. So when it's cooked, you have the dumplings ready and just drop them in on top of it, and they're delicious. And just make sure – the one thing I found is the dumplings do suck up the juice, so just make sure it's quite wet. You can use dumplings with any of these particular dishes. I just find that they're an easy dumpling to make. A can of coconut milk, small can, and a can of flour works really, really well. So I hope I've inspired you to start cooking. Get warm. And next week we'll continue along the paths of some great winter dishes. Thanks for joining me on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM.